Dr. Leonard Scott. Dr. Scott, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing very good.
Good, good. I was listening to your new project, and it's hard to just take it out.
I mean, yes.
Oh, every track is just so good, so anointing, and I really, really like it. Before we get into your new project, let's talk about your company, Ty Scott. You started it in 1976.
Correct.
Take us back to you and Mr. Tyson and how it all began.
Oh, wow. Well, it began as just putting our church record out, and we had to have a label to put it on, and the attorney asked what we wanted to call it. And we thought it was just going to be a one-shot deal, you know, just a label for that one record. And so we just put his name and my name together. But God had other plans.
Hey.
30-something years later, we're still there.
Hey. How does it make you feel knowing that you own the oldest African-American gospel label?
It's humbling, I tell you. And I have to say that God did it, and God is doing it. He's sustaining us. Record companies, the record labels come and go, and we should have been one of the statistics, but he has sustained us, and it's marvelous in our eyes. We're glad about it.
Bishop Scott, you are an owner, and you are one of the most accessible men, you know, being the owner of a record label like this. Why are you so humble, and what made you humble like this?
Well, I tell you, you know, Job said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. And, you know, I that scripture that says pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And you know, all of us are just a breath away from death. You know, we don't have anything to be proud of but the cross of Jesus Christ, I tell you. And so, you know, it's not hard. You know?
Okay. Our guest is Bishop Leonard Scott. The last time we talked, you explained to me metered music on your last project.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What makes this project Be Lifted Up different from the last project?
Well, the last two projects before this were hymns projects.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I had done a series of praise and worship projects, Garment of Praise, Antigua Praise, Celebration of Praise. And the Lord kind of dealt with us that he wanted us to sing a new song, but he didn't want us to forget the old songs, the songs that had brought us through, the anointed hymns. And so we went and started doing the hymns. And the Lord just gave us a release, you know, to do another worship project. And I tell you, I have to admit, this is my best one yet. I tell you, this, and God, you know, just kind of put his stamp of approval on it. Every song is special, you know.
And I have to agree with you. Let's talk about some of those songs. Here's a song that jumps out at you. You Will Keep in Peace.
That's one of my favorites, and that song, I tell you how, you know, of course it's just scripture, it's right out of the Bible, out of Isaiah, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee, but during the day, and you know, I know it's not peculiar to me, the devil fights our mind, man, and that's the battleground, our minds. He'll tell you, you know, people don't like you, he'll tell you, you know, people are talking about you. And most of the time, people are not even thinking about you, you know. But he'll fight your mind. And I found that just singing that little song keeps me because, you know, if you keep in mind, the scripture says he will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on. And so the key is not to be thinking about all that strange stuff that the adversary tries to implant in your mind, but to keep your mind on the Lord.
The song, Lord, You Reign.
Oh, now that one, that's another special one. actually, my daughter penned that. You know, she came up with the idea. She came into, I was in my office at home there, and she came in and she said, "Daddy, there's this little song that I sing in my worship time," and she started singing it, and I was like, "Whoa, that's nice," you know, and we just kind of put another little part to it there, and we started singing it at our church, and the people in the congregation, you know, said, "You ought to put that on your album." Yeah, and it's, that's one of my favorites too.
To slow things down, I'll Pray For You.
Now, I'll Pray For You is a song that we've been doing for years. It's actually the song we do to dismiss our services.
Okay.
And, you know, we just have everybody grab hands and we sing that as a dismissal song. It's a song of blessing, you know, of the Lord upon the congregation. And then what more powerful way to leave than to tell somebody, "I'm going to pray for you."
The hymn, the single, "Mighty God." Tell us about "Mighty God." We are getting a lot of reaction from the phones from that.
Now, that's a powerful song. I actually didn't write that song. DeWitt Jones wrote that, and it has actually been recorded before by a couple of people I know of, but it never was recorded the way I thought it ought to have been recorded. You know, sometimes you can make things too pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You can fix them up too much. That "Mighty God" is just a raw song, you know.
Hey.
And if you don't sing it raw, I think you lose a lot of the impact of it. And it's just a powerful, anointed praise song, you know, telling God how mighty he is.
You have Rachel, is it Lampa?
Rachel Lampa, yes.
Okay. "You Are My Source." That's a pretty song. Tell us about that.
Yes, "You Are My Source" is a song that the Lord kind of gave me in one of my worship times early in the morning. And, you know, it's the thing about it is a lot of times we look for other things to supply our needs, like our job, our career, our retirement plan. And we can know how all of those can fail us. Just ask the people that worked at Enron, you know. All of that can go away.
Yes.
But we must always realize that God is the source and the resource. I mean, he's the, without him, none of the rest of it matters. And Rachel did a wonderful job with that song, and that's one of my favorites, too.
Okay. You did the Closer medley, and love it when you do those medleys. What made you think about putting it on this project?